Awake. Awake and put on your strength, O Zion, and put on your beautiful garments. Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up. And then continuing in this chapter 52 of Isaiah, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says, your God reigns. Hello, my friend. It's good to take a little time with you again and reflect with each other. Enter into a deep experience and consciousness of our lives and the opportunity that you and I have to bring good news to other people, to shake dust from our feet, to wake up. It's an early time in the morning, and I'm thinking of you. I've been watching the world around me and feeling it here at the mountain. You might hear bird calls in the background if this microphone picks them up, and I've been having fun with tweets and a consciousness of an absolutely beautiful rosy-breasted grosbeak who shows up here with a certain amount of boldness, coming close, in fact, out there right now, turning his head or her head and looking at me as this wonderful, beautiful little bird, and there are a few of them here, maybe many, but I see two at a time, who take time to find their seeds, who seek food in all of their glory, and then fly off to their lives. You and I come to the Word of God for food and seek nourishment, and then fly off to the rest of our lives. We move out into the world as Peter and Paul did, two great saints that we celebrate on the weekend of June 29th, on this Sunday. And Paul makes it emphatic. I mean, these are two rambunctious guys. There's no way around it. And then they had to face each other off because of some issues around circumcision and the questions of Gentiles. I mean, it's striking, isn't it? That in one way or another, every once in a while, we really are metal against metal, even in the midst of great love, marriages, and friendships, trying to seek the truth about the other, and as well the depth truth of God's presence, that we might shake off the dust, that we might be clothed in wonderful and beautiful garments with each other, see each other's glory, and head into the world proclaiming that. I, Paul, am already being poured out like a libation. And the time of my departure is at hand. He's talking about the end of his life here in 2 Timothy, and he talks about it emphatically, and he says, the Lord stood by me and gave me strength. And there's something beautiful in that strength. It is what strength is, and strength is beauty, and beauty is strength. In our age, beauty can be flimsy and ephemeral and just passing. Not true. Beauty is one of the great things that is lasting. Even as I watch this little ruby-breasted grosbeak eating his seeds, seeming to lend an ear to my funny voice about 6 feet away, who are we listening to today? Paul says, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. Beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of messengers who announce peace in our day, who bring good news to people, not just alerting ourselves to the terror of war, which is real. Lost people, lost young women in Africa right now, hoping to find them. Refugee camps, just overflowing with people, seeking peace, wellness, family. What a difficult time it is in the midst of the world. And as people of faith, we can feel like to ourselves or seem like to others, maybe ones who would not, rather than shoulder it with the world, shoulder people away. But we don't. We aren't. And we aren't right now. Right now, we're reflecting on the depth truth of God's presence with us. These little times are meant to be times of breathing and taking in the alive God, the God of glory, the God who is beauty for us, fullness, balance, harmony for our lives, who encircles us and embraces us in mercy, who is peace and lasting love, intimacy and just amazing closeness. I sense right now a smile. the God who smiles upon us and is glad about us. When we feel the strength of this beauty, we don't hold this to ourselves. This is everlasting strength, everlasting beauty that we begin to proclaim. Not so much by our words, but as we drink it in, as we realize and take moments like this, we can begin to find a mountainside and go up and walk on it. It might be the corner of our street or your living room when you get up from speaking here and, or listening here, and there might be someone there to speak to in gentle words, not an elaborate proclamation, but gentle explanation, exclaiming, proclaiming, loving, sitting beside, treasuring. We so badly need to be treasured, and that was so much what Jesus was doing when we celebrate the truth of his incarnation. He came among poor folk. He came into the lives of a virgin, almost cast aside, and a wonderful man named Joseph, who changed the pattern of his life too. Why? To begin to bear, carry, bring to others, and sure, they were coming to know it little by little. Who would ever say they had the whole thing wrapped up and understood? That's an enlightenment frame of mind. We've got to know it before we do it. No, we go about doing it with trust, with a depth sense that God is with us through this. This great word, God is with you. Go in peace. That's exactly what that means. The fullness of God's life is with you. So head out into the day. But we do that when we take time like this, as Peter and Paul must have. Jesus' earlier friends certainly did. He asked them big questions, and here's the one from this Sunday's gospel. Who do you say that I am? Jesus has just asked his disciples, who do other people say the Son of Man is? You know, in other words, what's the crowd saying these days? What's the rap? What's the word on the street? What are the headlines about me? What's out there? What's in your church? What are other family members saying, maybe? Maybe even what is your spouse or best friend saying? But then he brings it home. But who do you say that I am? In the pause we have here now and in other pauses, but certainly with great grace, because Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because it wasn't blood passage, but it was revealed to you by your heavenly Father who passed this to you. Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, he stumbles a lot after saying that, but he said it. And it's recorded here. It's in our community's faith, if you're a Christian, because he believed it. And then he bore it in the world. So take time today or in these days to just hear your heart and listen. And let one speak deeply to you of the truth of a living, loving God that would invite you and I to awake to God's strength, to put on our own beautiful garments and head out to whatever the mountains might be of this day. We have feet as messengers, and we're called to announce peace and bring peace, bring good news, to announce salvation to others. For our God reigns, not in some exceptional hierarchy of distant place, but in our hearts as a humble God, Lamb of God, Prince of Peace, so that we might be sisters and brothers to one another. Now, if that isn't good news, I don't know what is. The intimate God who loves us to death, so that in dying a little bit right now, in our care of the other, we all might live. We all might live. The peace of the Lord be with you. This is Dan Riley along with Greg Lecamelli. Glad that we can engage each other and then move into our moment and head into our day, bearing peace for others.
Awake at last, I am still with you. Here at my side, upholding my life, awake at last. You are still with me, your right hand holds me fast.